chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. I'm thrilled to have Michael Scott on the show today. Michael is the CEO of PureFlix Entertainment, now called Pinnacle Peak Pictures, a worldwide leader in producing, selecting, and streaming faith and family-friendly media. If you like this episode today, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a 5-star rating. Michael, I am so excited and delighted to have you on the show today. You and I have been trying to make this happen now for several months.
I know. We went back and forth on a few different ones and we couldn't make it work schedule-wise, but I can't tell you, I'm excited to be here today, and I'm glad it's the start of the new year in January. I think it couldn't be a better time to do it today.
Well, and before we get started, I just have to give a huge shout-out right now to the CEO Forum, which you and I are both a part of, and Rick Lytle and the team there, Matt McQuiston, who had the original vision for the Forum, because if not for that organization, Greg and myself, you and Siri, we may have never met. So I just want to give a shout out to them. I still remember meeting you, Michael. Greg and I met you. Do you remember?
Yeah, we met at CEO Forum. I mean, what an incredible organization too, Mac and Rick. I mean, mentoring CEOs across the country, bringing us together, not only for the fellowship, but going through the Spiritual Leadership Institute was an incredible experience of just getting together with 15 guys and really learning how to be a spiritual statesman. It's brought me to people like you and others across the country and the world, which is so awesome.
It is so awesome. And I still remember being on a bus. I think we were in Chicago, if I remember, being on a bus sitting next to you. And Greg and I, we just hit it off with you. And so now it's really cool. And we're going to get into a lot of the stuff that you're doing today. But, you know, we've now invested in a few of your films. I mean, we've done some red carpet events with you. And I mean, you know, you're a lifelong friend. So listeners, never, ever discount those encounters with people because you just never know where those things are going to lead. And I'm just so grateful. But I want to talk a little bit about how you grew up. And honestly, this is an area you and I've really never had an opportunity to talk about. I know that you grew up as a pastor's kid, but other than that, Michael, I really don't know about that. So tell us just a little bit about growing up for you.
I was born in a town where they made movies about Fargo, North Dakota, if you remember the series. I was born there in the Midwest. Actually, I haven't been there since I was born. We only lived there 6 months, but I grew up a lot in Colorado and a few years in Minnesota. My parents were pastors, so I kind of grew up in the church. I slept in the back of the church, under the pew, on the pew when I was a kid. You know, we were in church 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of friends there and everything like that, but learned a ton being in there, hearing my dad preach, just learning the principles of the Bible and hearing him, even when you're a kid, hearing him over and over and over again, those sort of things start to stick with you. I grew a passion when I was a kid for film and photography. And so I really wanted to explore that. I remember when I was in eighth grade, I wanted a digital video camera. There were camcorders back then, and you actually put in the VHS tapes into them. So they were these giant things that we had. And I wanted one, and I didn't know how to get it. My parents didn't have really much money, so they couldn't get it. So I went to a friend of ours in the church, and I asked him if I could work for him and pay him off over 2 years if he would buy one. And he did it. And it was kind of my first stepping into getting into the world of film. And I made my own little films, everything like that. It was just a fun experience, but that really ignited a passion in me. You know, if there's kids or parents out here listening, fostering those passions that your kids have can lead to some incredible things. And I really encourage that amongst them. But that led me into really wanting to dive into that. And I went to, after I got out of school, went to college for film and photography, and then started working in the world of commercials, actually. Did a lot of national spots from Yo Quiero Taco Bell, remember the dog and everything like that, to car commercials, to Apple, to you name it. I learned a little bit of everything behind the camera, from camera to the gripping on set, working with the lights, to running the cameras, to everything, and then moving into the producing role, which taught me a tremendous amount about the industry, how it works and what it is. But I always wanted to marry the faith that my parents had instilled in me with film. And I didn't know exactly how to do that. But I felt in 2005, I'd kind of done a lot of stuff in the commercial world. And I felt, you know, now's the time. If I'm going to do something, let's do something. And I really wanted to do something significant for the Lord. So stepped off into the world and launched PureFlix. And without knowing exactly what I was doing, had the background in film, but had not been in movies and that sort of thing. And that launched an incredible thing into PureFlix. But it really started with my parents and what they had taught me and really all the lessons and everything like that, and saying, wow, there's some incredible things that we can communicate in film, biblical principles, stories from the Bible. It can be a combination of different things, but I thought that that would be a really powerful way. I saw what a 30-second commercial could do. You could take 30 seconds. If that commercial was crafted right, people would buy a car. They would buy an Apple computer, you know, you name it, go buy tacos at Taco Bell. And I was like, wow, if we can really harness this incredible technology, this incredible storytelling platform to really tell incredible stories that uplift and glorify the Lord, how incredible that would be. And that really is what started PureFlix.
I could not agree with you more. You know, so media is an incredible tool, you know, and I love one thing that you said, you know, it can either bring light or darkness. And you had said something about, like, you know, sometimes media has got a bad rap as being evil, but I love your metaphor. You know, think of a PA system. The PA system is not evil in and of itself, but if you're broadcasting awful things across the PA system, that's the evil part, right?
Well, that is so true. And I saw this with the church for years going back. It's changing now, but for years, the church said Hollywood's evil, everything they do is evil, film's evil, and all this. There's no doubt there's a ton of evil stuff coming out of Hollywood that does not glorify the Lord or put us on the right track. But it's not the medium itself. It's what people are making. And I think it's an incredible tool that the Lord has given us to be able to tell the story of Jesus, to tell the values and principles that he represented, and to draw people closer. And we can harness that ability and reach millions and millions of people. It's kind of the modern day, you know, pastors and teachers used, you know, television and radio for years to share their message. But that's evolving now. People want to see stories. They want to be enthralled into these things, kind of take them out of their world a little bit into something new. And I think the way to do that is through film and television. And we're seeing that as it's become probably the hugest entertainment force in the world.
Yeah. Podcasts are a way to do that. You know, television, movies, music, gaming is a huge industry right now. And
media in general. Yep.
Media in general. Exactly. But I want to take it back to when you founded PureFlix. And that was 2005. You founded it with David A.R. White, yep, who's an actor, producer, and then Russell Wolf, which unfortunately passed away from ALS several years ago. I remember you telling Greg and I that story. So you saw this gap, you saw this opportunity, right, to use media. And that was 2005. Now, you guys, it's just amazing. You've produced over 40 movies. I know you've distributed so many more. Now, PureFlix is considered the largest faith and family movie production distribution company in the world, which is incredible. But in 2009, I read something and it said, between the three of you guys were at a Mexican restaurant and yes, you had $12 between the three of you, and you had to share an appetizer. So clearly, this was not an easy thing to launch a brand new company like this, a brand new way of building this community. So tell me a little bit about that story.
Yeah, I mean, it started in 2005. You know, when you first start something, everything's great. You know, you think you're going to take over the world and everything like that. And this was actually going in when we started, it was 05. And then 06, we made some of our first movies. And that led us to doing a distribution deal. And at the time, a lot of people may find this shocking, one of the largest distributors out there was the Weinstein Group. And the Weinsteins, one of their focuses was to get into faith media. And so we did a deal with them to distribute it. The films went out, did incredibly well, the first couple films, to Walmart and everything else like that. And I remember when they were supposed to start paying us back, we got a statement and they owed us, you know, over $1 million. They wrote us and said, your films did incredibly well. Bad news is we're going bankrupt, our company. And so therefore, you won't be getting anything. Long story short, we didn't get anything. So it quickly led us to reassessing everything. And I was like, where have we gone? What are we doing here? And then this led into the 08 crisis with the housing and everything like that. And I had a lot of real estate and different things like this. So it was kind of like all of these worlds collapsing at the same time. Financially, you know, our film company didn't have the money because of the distributor saying the real estate thing going on. And so I was really praying to the Lord saying, God, where have you brought us? What have you done to this? And I remember we were on the second movie we did, we met Elizabeth Travis and we were talking to her about being an investor in the company and coming on board. And then she was considering everything like this. And we had approached a lot of people. We were young. We didn't know what we were doing exactly. We went and pitched her and her financial advisor. And I remember leaving that meeting and we went to this Mexican thing. And you're right. We got there and we all sat down. And then I looked at David. Russell looked at me and we all realized we didn't have any money. We only had, so everybody took out what change they had. We had $12. We could afford one appetizer and we kind of called it the Last Supper. This was it, you know?
Oh, no.
And I said, either this is going to work with Elizabeth, who we pitched, or it's not. You know, you never know how God kind of takes you to the 11th hour. And I think he's preparing you for what's to come and everything like that. And long story short, Elizabeth did end up coming in, really got us on good footing. And that allowed us to kind of reignite the company. We started to produce movies, but then also we realized we weren't going to make the mistake of what we did before in the distribution side. We also launched into creating our own distribution company as well. And so we said that way we can be in control of the whole destiny, the film and where it's going to go and how it's going to get out. And so that was an incredible thing. And that journey started. It didn't turn overnight, but we slowly started to pull out and get things going. And we started making more films. It was 3 films a year, then 5 films a year, then 8 films a year. And then we also said, well, we got this incredible opportunity to get film out there. Let's help other people get films and television and other things out there. We started helping them distribute films as well. And so that led to kind of growing it into one of the largest faith distributor and producer of faith film in the world. And so it was an incredible journey. But I think it's a lot about perseverance, you know, not give up on your dream, not give up on what God's put in your heart. You know, sometimes you do go to the 11th hour and God may be grooming you or preparing you for what's coming next, which I think is so important. And you just don't know. So push for it and God can do amazing things.
There are so many lessons wrapped in that story that you just told. One of the things I was thinking is for any of our listeners out there, be careful about partnerships.
Yeah.
I remember a friend telling us one time, you got to make sure if you ever go in partnership, you cannot do good business with bad people, but you do have to be very careful, you know, about partnerships.
Right.
And I love the perseverance, you know, because a lot of people would just give up, right? If you believe, hang on, and that next opportunity can be right around the corner. I love what you said about preparation, because getting you to that really hard spot, because guess what? That's probably not the hardest spot, the only hard spot you've ever gone through, Michael.
No, I wish that would be the case. That would be wonderful. But business is not like that.
That's right. And so as hard as it is, don't miss that preparation time.
And you know what? If we hadn't had that time, I don't think we would be where we're at today. We would be in a much smaller place because all of those experiences, all of those things that you've learned pay dividends in the future. And so I'm not wishing anybody go through hard times or difficult times, but when you do, learn the lessons from it. Really think through it. How do you apply that to the future and everything? Because you will be better off for it in the future for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, we have got so much more to talk about, but we do need to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Michael Scott. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to take a second and tell you about something our team at Technology Partners can do for your business. We have spent over 2 decades partnering with organizations and helping them solve their IT needs from a 360-degree perspective. A huge part of how we solve those needs is by developing custom applications of all shapes and sizes. If your team is looking for software and an out-of-the-box solution just isn't right, it's time to consider how we might be able to help. Go to tpi.co/custom apps and learn more about our awesome capabilities. So, Michael, we've already talked about a lot of things. I'm so excited about all that we have left to talk about. But I know in 2015, you were very instrumental in launching pureflix.com, which is a subscription video on demand service. Ever since we've known you, we have had Pureflix. We love it. We call it the pure version of Netflix.
Yes.
Our grandson, if he goes to Pureflix, we can rest assured that he's not going to see things that are not appropriate for his little eyes.
Pureflix.com, you know, they call it streaming video on demand, just like Netflix, right? We launched that in 2015. I remember in the years leading up to that, what I realized is people love to go to the movies, right? They love to go out. But most people, maybe they go to the movies every other week, maybe once a month, maybe once a year, depending on who it is. But what I did realize is that for the majority of Americans, one of the things that happened when they come home from work, that TV comes on and it runs from basically when they get home right through until they go to sleep. And nowadays, it's even more. It's on our phones, so it's everywhere we go. We're getting inundated with media. And I really looked at it and said, movies are a wonderful tool, and it's great to get people out. It's an event to go out to and to see something on the big screen. But I said, if we're going to really make a difference in people's lives, we got to be on that television and be coming into people's homes. And so in 2015, we felt it was a great time to launch the streaming video on demand service. And it's video on demand. It's just like Netflix. We have thousands of titles up there, and you can watch anyone you want. You click on it and you start watching just like Netflix, and it's a low monthly price. Right now, we have a pricing promotion. It's $7.99 a month, and it's $69 a year. So it's a great thing, and you get to watch all the incredible things from movies like God's Not Dead to Heaven Is For Real to new movies that are coming out. But also what's exciting about it is we're also creating television shows. I think a lot of times in the Christian world, and you've seen a lot of Christian movies come out through the years, but television has not existed. And that's one of the things I'm excited about, because there wasn't really a place for faith-based television series to really go. The secular industry doesn't want it. A lot of the Christian television stations that are out there are mainly just pastors that are preaching, which is wonderful. I love that. But there wasn't a place to put this. And now with Pureflix, we have a place to actually have some incredible television shows. We have stuff like The Chosen, The Encounter. We're launching new series every few months. So it's a great place to kind of come and consume with your family. It's not only for your kids, but it's really for the adults too. We have all of our great theatricals from Case for Christ to God's Not Dead, Do You Believe, Overcomer, different ones are on there. And so I really encourage people to get involved. I think it'll be a blessing to your family. It'll be a place where you know you can go and really get fed and watch some incredible entertainment that's going to be fun and your family will enjoy.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, and you've got a lot of the old classics too, you know, going back to the golden age of Hollywood, it's good stuff. But like The Case for Christ, the story of Lee Strobel is an amazing movie, amazing movie. Woodlawn, I still remember that movie. That was such an amazing movie. Just good entertainment. So Michael, there's a huge move that you made to sell Pureflix to Sony. What is the story behind that? I mean, that is a huge deal to sell to Sony. Tell us the story.
Yeah, I've been asked a lot, why would you sell it to Sony? What would be the purpose behind it and everything like that? Well, a lot of people probably don't know, Sony is also one of the largest faith-based producers out there. They have the Affirm label, and many films such as the Kendricks Brothers overcomer, fireproof, war room, heaven is for real, miracles in heaven. The list goes on and on. They've done probably 30, 40 films, maybe more, that they have in their library of some of the best films as in the faith genre. And so I really got a chance to talk with them. And I thought one of the biggest things is scale in streaming. You really got to scale the business up. And in order to scale the business up, you need capital, you need content, you need marketing dollars and all those things. You know, Sony approached me and said, we'd love to grow our faith-based presence. And I talked with Rich Peluso over there to say, you know, if Sony gets involved, are they going to change it? Where are we going to go? And I really felt great talking with him because he said they've allowed me to really stay on message, stay on point with all of our different films. And it's been a wonderful thing. And so we made the decision that in order to really grow to the next level, bring in all this incredible content from Sony and everything, this would be a great fit. And we did that about a little over a year ago. It's been an incredible partnership. I had my nervousness. I wasn't sure, was this what God wanted and everything like that? But I really felt calm, even though I was nervous, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And over the last year, we've grown leaps and bounds. We've brought in new content. Sony's put forth money to create new content and everything like that. And we're going to continue to grow. And we're staying on the same message, the same content. We want to have incredible faith content. We have incredible family content as well as kids content, everything like that. That's ultimately going to uplift your family. We want to be a light in the darkness. You know, it's dark out there sometimes in Hollywood, and we have a chance to really be that light. And I think it's so important as we're going down the track here with what's happening in the world that we have things like PureFlix, and Sony's been an incredible partner to be able to help push us. And we're also looking now, not only here, we're in the US and Canada, but in the years to come, we're looking at international expansion and other forms of media that we can bring stuff to all of the subscribers of PureFlix. So it's been absolutely wonderful.
That is so good to hear. Well, I mean, I think the two of you, I mean, what a powerhouse, Michael. So to God be the glory on that and making that happen. So, you know, how are you seeing things change in the digital landscape? What are you seeing in the future? What's next? Is it going to be like holograms in our living rooms one day? I mean, what's next?
You know, you're right. It's changing. I mean, I think one of the things you're definitely seeing is a little bit of a shift in the consumer. I think that COVID accelerated this, but a shift to the streaming world, Netflix and Hulu and Disney, and even PureFlix, people are moving, saying, I can get some incredible stuff right in my living room. I got an incredible television, incredible sound system. I can get it right here and watch. So you're definitely seeing a shift a little bit from theatrical into this SVOD world of all these different services that are out there. And so I think we'll continue to see more and more people consuming there that already aren't, and people that are consuming there, maybe even consuming more. That's one area that we're seeing some big changes in. And I think COVID accelerated that timeline 3 or 4 years. I think it would have taken longer and people's habits to change, but I think it really changed that. I think the other thing that we're seeing, obviously, and this is social media, is exploding. It's been exploding for the last 10 years. As much as we spend time on Netflix and other things, we're spending probably way more time on your Facebooks and your Instagrams and your TikToks and all of that. And so I think that's an incredible opportunity to reach people. It's a different form of media. Sometimes it's shorter video or other things, but I think you can have an incredible voice there. And I encourage people that are really saying, I want to get into media. Well, you have your chance right now to use those platforms to reach hundreds of people. You can grow that to thousands, you can grow that to tens of thousands, and into the millions. It just takes some time, and it's a great place to get kind of your feet wet and you get exposure to those people, and you can put out some incredible messages there. But I think in the years to come, we're going to start to see, I've heard rumblings of more gaming coming out for the Christian audience, taking some incredible stories from the Bible, turning them into some incredible games and other things. So I think we're going to start to see some faith-based gaming, which really hasn't existed in a significant way. And so my hope is that we can make a dent in there, because there's no doubt, especially amongst both male and female, but especially males, you know, in that early years into the teenage, even into the older now, they're gaming a lot. So how can we touch people there and make a difference is a huge thing. And I think the lastly, we're going to see VR and AR world. That's the virtual reality. Many of you have probably seen the glasses or the headsets you put on. and the augmented reality where you are actually seeing the world, but it has a digital overlay over it. So I think it's going to take a few more years, but I think we're going to see explosion in that area in content you consume. You may consume movies and television on it, but I think it's also going to allow the user to participate in the content, which is different. So instead of watching content, you're involved in the content. What form and fashion that'll exactly take, we'll have to see. But I've seen some really interesting, incredible things that I think can be used well for education. But I think it'll be an incredible tool to share the gospel as well. And I think we need to look at all of these new technologies, new things that are coming. As we talked about, let's not go back to the reference where the church saw the PA system and said, it's all evil, all of Hollywood's evil. It's what's coming down there. We have an incredible opportunity to use all of these new technologies to further the gospel. And I think they can be incredibly immersive experiences that touch people in all their senses and really get them to think, to say, man, I got to think about this. I got to think about what Jesus did for me when he died on the cross. What does that mean to me? We can tell powerful stories through that that represent that. And I think the future's bright. I think it's an incredible thing. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. We know the ultimate creator. He's very creative, you know? And so all of these are creative ways of putting light out into the world. And every one of us can get involved at some degree. You know, maybe we're not the CEO of a movie production company, an entertainment company, but to your point, we all have Facebook, we all have LinkedIn. We can be putting positive messages and messages of light out there.
And choose what you're consuming. So Hollywood is like this. We consume dark, evil content. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to make more dark and more evil, and they're going to continue down that rabbit hole until it's so dark. But if consumers say, no, we want stuff that's inspirational, faith-based, it's light. If you start to see more of those things, that's what Hollywood will make. So where we put our time, our money is what ultimately is going to get made.
Yeah, we all have a responsibility there. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so Michael, this is called Something Extra. What do you believe is something extra that every leader needs?
You know what? I'm going to go back to what I talked about in the early thing when we started PureFlix. When you start off on a vision, it's never easy, right? And I think people probably on this podcast are starting businesses or considering starting it or maybe in a hard time. And I think every leader really needs to learn perseverance, right? Persevere through these difficult times. We never know what God's going to do. And many times, as I said, God's preparing us for that 11th hour when he's going to do something incredible. But a lot of times we don't persevere, we don't push through, and we never make it there. And we hang up our shoes and we go home, right? And we don't get there. And then God was never able to really use what he had put in each of your hearts. He's never able to use your skills and the different things because we weren't willing to kind of stay and sacrifice a little bit. And through that sacrifice, there's also blessings on the other side. I think that once you persevere through, you're going to reap the rewards on the other side, both spiritually and maybe in other ways as well. And so I think that's an incredible lesson that I think we all need to learn. It's never all roses. I don't think God intended it to be that way because we wouldn't learn. So I'd say if you're out there, you're looking at what's next for you on your journey, persevere through that. Put your head down, do the work. And when you do that, God's going to bless that. He's going to see that. But I also want to say too is make sure what you're doing, you feel like it's where the Lord's leading you. A lot of times we do things for the wrong reasons. We do them for money. We do them for some other reason that may not be what the Lord wants. So really search your heart. Ask God, is this where you have me in this moment? And if you are, it'll be such a time as this. God will bless that, and he will bring you through those dark times and into an incredible harvest that I believe that he'll have for you.
Beautiful, Michael. Beautiful advice. So tell me, is there anything that you're really excited about right now and how our listeners can get involved? I would definitely go and subscribe to PureFlix at $7.99 right now.
Yeah, come subscribe to PureFlix. Just go to pureflix.com, sign up. You get a free trial so you can check us out. It's only $7.99 a month, or you can do an annual plan as well. Also, we have a movie in theaters right now, but by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be on DVD, digitally, everywhere you can get it. I encourage you to go check out Redeeming Love. Redeeming Love is an incredible movie based on Francine Rivers' best-selling book, also called Redeeming Love. It's an Old West love story. It's really a allegory of the book of Hosea. And so I think it's an incredible story. The book was incredibly powerful, sold millions of copies. So go check that out in theaters as well. Also, just a note for PureFlix.com, we are producing lots of stuff. So it's not just come and consume once. There's new things coming to the platform weekly, daily, monthly, new series, new movies, new things. We're producing in South Africa, in Europe, in the United States, movies and television series. We're hoping that we can touch you and your family in an incredible way. So definitely subscribe at PureFlix.com.
Awesome. Well, Michael, thank you so much for making the time today. I just consider you such a dear friend. I'm so, so grateful that we met you so many years ago, and we continue to collaborate and do things today. So thank you so much for making the time to be on the show today.
Thanks so much, Lisa. I appreciate it. It's awesome to be here, and I'm glad we were able to kind of get this together because it was a few times we missed. So thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.